morning. Praise God. One more. Okay. That's it. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. So good to have you on a call this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us this day you have made, and we will rejoice. We will be glad as we enter into your courts with thanksgiving and to your court, your gates with praise. We will bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord, that your word is coming forth, Lord God. Saturate us in your love. And we thank you, Father, that we are walking in your favor, because you said, now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So we thank you, Lord, that your word is true, that your love is true, and that you are a faithful God. We ask you, Father, that you bless each person on this call this morning, that you keep them in perfect peace. We thank you for the anointing on your man of God this morning, Father, as he comes forth with your word, Lord God. Saturate him, Lord God, that your word and your spirit will flow to each and every one of us, that we become more victorious in all that we do to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family, the artist family. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father. We glorify you for these women of God who has carried the mantle day by day, that we glorify your name this day, each and every day, Monday through Friday. So, Heavenly Father, keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. We glorify your name, Father, for all that you do, all that you're going to do. And we be careful to say hallelujah, glory to your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. I'll turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany. Take it away. God bless you.
To God be the glory. Thank God for you. We thank you for seating us and greeting us on this walk in God's favor Friday. And we thank you for opening us up with that anointed and powerful prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. I'm here on the West Coast, and it is an honor to greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, we welcome each and every single one of you to the call. And we hope that you will tell others to join you here on the Master's Call at this divine and appointed hour. This call has been moving forth daily, Monday through Friday, since October the 25th of 2010, and we are approaching our fifth year. Yes, I said our fifth year here on the Master's Call. Definitely lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Lord Jesus Christ on the Master's Call. I am so, so excited about what God is doing in the lives of people who join us here, our family, on the Master's Call. And if you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you. But we want to let you know that we have a website. And so all of our messages from 2010 have been archived on our website. So please, in your spare time, go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will click into our website. All of our bios, information about our call can be found on our website. Maybe you've been sitting here and you've been listening, and maybe God is pushing you and purging you, and maybe he's speaking to you about you doing something different in this season. And so we invite you to be a greeter, like Minister Brenda just got through greeting you, or right now I'm hosting, or maybe you have a desire to be a host, or maybe there's a message that's in your belly and you want to share with the masses. Then please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will reply to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook and so many other great leaders in Artists International. So we invite you to join us there after part two of this call, because what happens here on Fridays on the Master's Call is that we open up the line for you to share with us your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. So that will be happening on today after part one of this call. But those of you who will be leaving us to head over to the morning motivational call, that number is 530-881-1300, and then the access code is 539598#. If you're a part of Artist International, you definitely want to make sure that you stay plugged in and connected, because we are embarking upon the Transformation Challenge 50K, and you do not want to miss it. Why? Because we are Artists for Life, and an appointment with artists will truly change your life. If you don't know what artists is, then I advise you, get back with the person that invited you to this call today, and they will be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with artists will change your life. Well, this morning, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And our speaker for this morning, he is a powerful and anointed man of God. He is Bishop C. Horace Kitson. He's an ordained pastor of the Glorious Church of God. I mean, he was ordained as a pastor in the Glorious Church of God in 1974. He is married. He is a wonderful pastor doing mighty things for God. He has two beautiful daughters. He also is a grandfather. He is currently a bishop, as I said, Bishop C. Horace Kitson. He is also an artist distributor. He is Bishop of the House of Prayer and Praise Ministries in Jamaica. I am so excited about what God is doing in his life. He is also an author of the book, Is the Bible Really True? And anytime he comes on this line, he comes with an anointing, he comes with power, he comes in excellence, and he comes ready to pour into us what thus says the Lord. So without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to you none other than Bishop C. Horace Kitson. Bishop Kitson, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege of mine to extend to this tremendous audience, the TMC family, a greeting from my heart to your heart. I consider this a tremendous opportunity to be able to share with you. And this morning, I want to thank God for Dr. Vanessa. She makes sure that I am out here, that I'm ready to go. And I thank her for keeping in touch with me. And this morning, I'm going to share something with you that concerns all of us. And the thought I want to leave with you is, how is there any deliverance from your past? How can I change my past? Some people say, oh, you cannot change your past. Well, I'm saying to you, you can change your past. And there is deliverance from your past. Today we will see the truth about the past. You will see that God requires it. You see that in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 15. Then you also want to realize that what you recall, you project. Whatever you recall, if you keep focusing on something in the past, then you project it in the future. And you will see that in 1 Samuel 17, verses 34 through 37. And then you want to know the truth about your mind. Your mind. Why did God give us a mind? Is it to control us, or we are to take control of it? And then finally, you will see that you have to renew your thinking. We must renew our thinking. The wisdom key I would like to leave with you. You can see I'm a disciple of Mike Murdoch. It's the wisdom key says, the product of knowledge. And you should write this down. The product of knowledge is persuasion. And the product of persuasion is boldness. The product of knowledge is persuasion. And the product of persuasion is boldness. Something that you believe about your past is either holding you back or moving you forward. Something that you believe about your past is either holding you back or moving you forward. So let us examine ourselves and see what we believe about our past. So the first thing is the truth about the past. God requires it. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 15, or the reference is St. Matthew 16 verse 27. God is going to reward every man according as his work shall be. We see also in Exodus 34 and verse 7, where God visits the iniquity of the parents on the children. That's right. And then also God spoke to the people in Jeremiah 31, 29 to 30, and he says, no longer, it should no longer be said that the fathers have eaten the sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. No longer say that, because God is saying to us, every man's word shall be his burden. Our parents' past, what our parents did in the past, can certainly affect us for good or bad. But we thank God that Jesus died for the sins of the world, so that now we must choose what to believe. What am I going to believe about the past? Most of us, when we look back at our past, we are offended. When we look back at our past, we feel guilty. When we look back at our past, we want to blame others. That's right. And Jesus said in St. Matthew 18, woe unto the world because of offenses. In our past, some might have been raped, some might have been abused, some they might have been a broken marriage, parents might not have done their best, and there are so many things that have happened in our past. And the result of these things is to make us offended. And most people today are living with this past that leaves them burdensome, and they blame and they complain about it. Extreme anguish, Jesus said in St. Matthew 18 and verse 7, woe unto the world because of offenses. The young man up in Charleston, South Carolina, he killed someone, killed 9 people because he was offended. He was offended, saying that, you know, the black people are taking away their girls and their wives, and people are offended. So the world is offended. Nations are offended. So woe unto the world, Jesus said. Extreme anguish comes to the world because of offenses. And as we look back in our past, we see many offenses. We could look back and we could see this young man, Joseph. Most of us know this story about Joseph. When his brothers realized that this is their brother, and they said, oh, Joseph is going to make us servants. But Joseph said to them, am I in the place of God? What does that mean? When we look at our past, why are we so offended? Because we want to take vengeance. What we would really like to do is to hurt, is to take revenge against the person who hurt us in our past. We can't do that. So we bear this anger inside of our souls. We are desperate But Joseph said, am I in the place of God? Vengeance is mine. God says, I will repay. And then Joseph went on to say, you meant this for evil. Whatever you did, you meant it for evil. But thank God, he meant it for good. So we have got to deal with the past. We are offended. What you recall, you project. I learned this from Dennis Waitley. And I see it in the scripture. What you review, whatever you review, you preview. So if you look back and you see things that happened in your past, you are going to notice the tendency to repeat the very thing that you didn't want to happen. Because whatever you take from your memory, your imagination will project it into the future. So David, he remembered how God delivered him from the lion and the bear. So he looked back in his past and he took that experience and he said, Goliath shall be like the lion and the bear. So in David's mind, he saw where God, who delivered him and gave him the victory in the past, that same God now is going to do the same thing with Goliath. David ran to him. So whatever we review, whatever we take from our past, we talk about it and we keep repeating it. And when we're offended, these things keep playing over and over and over in our memories. Then our imagination projects it into the future. Choose what to remember. Choose. We have got to now make the choice. What do I take from my past? In Psalm 42 and verse 6, David says, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? He said, hope in God, because what is going to happen is that I will remember what God did at Jordan. We choose what to remember. This is why you're going to see the truth about your mind. Oh, my God. When the people went to spy out the land, oh, some saw giants. They said, we saw giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And so were we in their eyes. We have got to now choose what we see, because whatever we take from the past or imagination. So these people became grasshoppers and they could not enter the land. But thank God for Caleb and Joshua. They made it. They died in the wilderness because of their recollection and because of their projection. They want to go back to Egypt. They always remember what happened back there. But thank God he has given us our minds so that we don't have to. We can now make the choice what to do with our minds. So the third point then is the truth about our minds. The truth about our minds. Philippians 4 and verse 8, Paul writes into the brethren, say, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he says, think on these things. The mind is an amazing tool, but it is not our master. So we now have to make the choice what to think about. Isn't that something you can say to your mind? Don't think about that. We will not think about that anymore. As a matter of fact, and then we come to that in a minute here. So the mind is an amazing tool. It can control or destroy you. That's the mind. And if the mind is carnally, if we are carnally minded and we are focused on ourselves, then we are at enmity against God. The carnal mind in Romans 8 verses 6 and 7, to be carnal minded is death. And the carnal mind rules the world. All that we see happening, the carnal mind is at enmity, fighting against God. But praise God, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you, your mind, in other words, can serve you, it can serve me, and it gives me life and peace. Make the choice today about your mind. Don't let it run and think on whatever it wants to think on. You tell your mind what to think on. Tell your memory, no, I will not think about that anymore. It can be negative, like the 10 spies, or it can be positive, like Caleb and Joshua. When we know the truth about our minds, it will make us free. Finally, we have to renew our thinking. Words of God say in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we have to renew our thinking. We have to present ourselves to God, our spirit, soul, and body. Be not conformed to this world system, but we have to be transformed with God's truth. So how can we change our past? Here it is. We can begin to give thanks for the past. Because when we give thanks for the thing that happened, that thing loses its power over us. And now God can begin to work these things together for our good. That's the privilege that we have. Give thanks for the thing, although it is so painful. Give thanks for it, and that releases the thing, will release us so that God can now work it together for our good. That's what he wants to do. Realize those characters in our past. Release them. Release these people. Pray for them. Thank God for them. Then rejoice in the Lord always. Paul says. So we give thanks for what happened in the past so that God can begin working these things together for our good. We release and pray for those who hurt us and those who did these things to us, then we can rejoice in the past. Can rejoice in the Lord. Your past is now working for you. Your present is empowering. And your future is bright and exciting. Be thankful, therefore, for your past. In concluding, it will release you so that you can live your life to the glory of God and be a blessing to hundreds and thousands of people all over the world. God, therefore, is working in your life and in my life, all the things back there, and he puts together a wonderful mosaic so that we can now live our lives to his glory. The Lord bless you, and thank you very much for listening, and may you be completely free from your past as you give God thanks for it, so he can work it together for your good. The Lord bless you. Tiffany, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Bishop Kitchen, for that
Hallelujah.
Profound and powerful word this morning. I will be calling you back, man of God, to give us our benediction for this morning. But let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we just thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you, God, that you are Alpha and you are Omega. We thank you that you are our refuge and you are our peace. We thank you that in you we find hope and we find joy. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, God. We thank you for Bishop C. Horace Kitson, and we thank you for the message that he brought straight from the throne room this morning to us, God. We thank you that he has reminded us, Father, that our paths can change and that we just need to renew our mind and walk in the foundation that you have already preset for our lives, God. So we thank you for him, and we pray that every single need in his life, in his ministry, in his family will be met in the name of Jesus, Father. We speak greater right now in the name of Jesus. And for every caller that has dialed into this, the Master's Call, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow this word to meditate in their hearts, in their minds, and their souls. And as they walk through this day, that they will walk through this day with greatness, with power, in favor, in your anointing, God, and that new doors of opportunity will open for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because we are more than conquerors, God, and we already have the victory. Deliverance is ours, God. Healing is ours. Abundance is ours. Prosperity is ours. New customers are ours, Father. And we just thank you for what you're doing in our lives, what you will do, and what you have done, God. We give you the praise, and we just thank you for everything. For we are nothing without you, but with you, we are everything and able to do all because of you, Father. So, God, we just bless your holy name. We praise you and we give you the glory. And we bow down humbly before your throne. Forgive us of our sins and of our wrongdoings, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us that we will be able to do your will on this day and that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, as we walk in your favor, as we release our past, and as we walk into your presence. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this profound message, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 5395-98#. Also, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98#. We're going to continue to lift up the Carter family, Phyllis Carter and her family, as they have experienced loss. Her sister passed away this week. So we want to continue to ask God to comfort that family. And for any families here who are sick, we just want to just stand in agreement and know that God is able. And we're going to trust God and believe his word that he would just be with them during this time. So at this time, I would like to ask Bishop Kitson to come back to the line and give us our benediction for part one of this call. Can you come to the phone, man of God?
Yes, thank you very much. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, man of God, for that powerful and profound word this morning. Minister Brenda Terrell, thank you for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and also for our tag, A Walk in the Favor of God Friday. And at this time, without further ado, I am going to go ahead and pass the mantle over to our Mother Eagle, our co-founder here on the Master's Call. She is a victorious woman of God. So without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, man of God, Bishop. You always hit it out the park. What a powerful, powerful word, reminding us that we have to do the right thing and about our deliverance. Powerful word. Thank you for always being there. I know you are tremendously busy, but whenever we reach out, you're always there. And the Master's Call family, we greatly appreciate and love you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for hosting the people of God with all that sunshine in your voice, even though it's early in the morning out there in California. And to our prayer general, Minister Brenda, thank you for that tag and greeting God's people, saluting them in the Holy Ghost, walking in the favor of God Friday. We praise God for you. You're doing such an excellent job. We thank God that when we began this call, as Minister Tiffany mentioned, my gosh, coming up on this October 25th will be 5 years, Monday through Friday, through holidays, through whatever was going on. We have been here faithful to our assignment, and what we understood when the mandate was given to us by God, that every Friday we would take out the time and make sure we heard from you, that you would give us your prayer requests. And we have been consistent and faithful as Masters call prayer warriors to bombard heaven and to cover you in prayer. And we thank God for the opportunity and the privilege that you give us of sharing, of being transparent, so that we can pray for each and every one of you. So on the call today, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, hit star 6. It'll bring you into the queue, and then 1, and I will call on you. This is so important to us. We never take it lightly. I want to remind everyone that we had a powerful, powerful message given by our Executive Vice President of International Sales and Marketing, Dr. Raphael Spiller, who's really Pastor, Prophet, Apostle Raphael Spiller, spoke to our hearts yesterday on the mass, on the morning motivational call. And God, and he thanked the TNC family in the end, because he knows with the troubling waters that artists have been through, it's only been the prayers of the righteous that have kept us going with the spirit of perseverance. And he thanks specifically, you know, of those of us in this Master's Call family. We don't take it lightly. We know prayer changes things. So we are grateful that our Papa, as we call him, Antonio Diaz de Leon, said yes to God over 26 years ago to the vision, because he truly walks in the office of a prophet when he speaks. The anointing and the power of God speaks through this visionary. And he and his family for 26 plus years have walked through, always saying the three tenets of artists are faith first, then family, that is the first institution God made, and then the lifestyle that glorifies God. So we thank God that artists have brought all of us together. Most of us would have never known each other had it not been for the thread of artists. And many have come and gone, and many have ate at the table. And sometimes, as one of my mentors, Pastor Claudia Copeland, would say, you eat full and you get up and burp and just walk away. Don't even say thank you. The meal was good or nothing. But we do it as unto the Lord. So I want to remind us not to grow weary in well-doing. It's needed to take this time and say, do not grow weary in well-doing. Do the right thing, even when it's not the easy thing. And that's why the message this morning so ministered to my heart. And again, thank you, Bishop Kitson, for allowing God to so even prophetically speak through you this morning. All right, given plenty of you all time to get into the queue, and many of you all have come in, we always want to always start off praying for our mouthpiece this morning, which is to pray for Bishop and to cover him and speak virtue back into him for speaking the word. I've always asked us to keep Dr. Spiller and his wife, Teresa Spiller, who's sacrificing so much for those three kids while he is flying all over reloading artists. So we want to lift up the Diaz de Leon family and lift up Dr. and Dr. Raphael and Teresa Spiller and their three children and the entire leadership that we catch this vision and work as a team. All righty, the first in the queue this morning. Thank you, Miss Jackie, for your faithfulness through the years in Indiana. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to my Master Call family. And I'd like to first give thanks and praise for this Master's Call, Bishop Kinson, for delivering us this message week after week, delivering a word from the Lord. And I thank God really for this call. This call has been made a change in my life and has helped me through my spiritual walk. And I praise you and I thank you for it. I thank God for you. I thank God for everyone that takes their time out to speak to us on this call. I come to you this morning. My heart is a little heavy this morning. I lost a friend, but she's more than a friend. She was like a sister to me, a sister from another mother. And yesterday I got the call that she had passed away in her sleep. and it's kind of taken me back a little bit. So I asked you to please pray for her family. She had one daughter and two grandchildren, so keep that family lifted up, many sisters and brothers, but she was very near and dear. She very close to, very close. She's been in our family for many, many, many years. She was the spouse of my brother that had passed away, and I just loved her so much. So keep the James family. Her name was Drina James. So keep that family uplifted in prayer as she transitions on. So also here in just a few moments, I will be meeting with the attorney that has so graciously stepped in and decided to help me with my son's case. So I ask you to pray for that meeting today, that all will go well. I know all is well because this was a divine appointment for this attorney to come to me and for me not to go to him. So I know that all is well and it is done. And again, I thank you for your prayers. I pray that God will continually bless and anoint this call and that many souls will be brought to Christ through this call.
Amen. I receive that. And we definitely have all that down to pray for Drina's family and just to lift you up in prayer and pray for favor as you meet with this attorney. Jackie, what is the attorney's name? So I can be praying, calling out his name. Jackie, I unmuted you. Don't mute yourself, please.
I'm sorry, I had muted myself back then. His name is Matt Tandy, like candy with a T.
Okay. All righty, I got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, we're going to head all the way back out to the West Coast this morning. Good morning, good morning, 9625. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. This is my first time. This is wonderful. I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, what is your name, first time?
My name is Donna Marion from Las Vegas, Nevada.
All righty, good morning.
Good morning. This, you know, I didn't know about this, but I know about it now, and I'm going to be on it every morning. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I'm asking healing for my body so I can start this challenge, lose this weight. I would like to start walking, and I have fibromyalgia, and it's a lot of pain going on, but I'm going to believe God for my healing. And I would like prayer for my daughter, Hope, and her and my son-in-law, to and my other daughter, Shauna, to get a financial blessing, miracle finances, along with myself. And that's it. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure.
Well, and I love the energy in your voice. You know, if you listen, and I know you know about the morning motivational call, we have some
yes.
great product for the fibromyalgia. So tell me your name again so I can – are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. Donna Marie Marion.
Okay, Marie Marion. I'm going to hit on your Facebook a good – I know Tiffany's listening to a good write-up that our Queen Victoria gave us for those suffering with fibromyalgia. Were you on the call then when she talked about that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, great. Well, I'll hit your Facebook with that information. And, again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call and to our artist family. We're honored to have you.
Yes, you will remember my name because I'm going to win something in this challenge. Some financial miracles are coming my way, and I am 345 pounds. So
wow.
I got a lot of work to do, and I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus.
And that's the best attitude in the world to have. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow. Love the excitement. And, yes, we are. Let me add that, too. Thank you for reminding me to pray for the success of our Artists for Life Transformation contest. And many, many, many have been registering, and we're still talking to people. I had to go turn in a car. I had a slight accident the weekend of my class reunion, and was taking the car in to and getting a rent-a-car. And I was laughing because my mom's home health guy was driving us there and had driven a trail behind me, and we had gone to the car place. And while we were getting ready to leave, she could not have even been 100 pounds soaking wet. Right when we were getting ready to leave, because my mom was on so many things, she said, I'm not trying to solicit, but let me give this to you if you're interested. And it was about body wrap. And y'all know, I said, oh, okay, Angela. I flashed her. I lifted up my T-shirt and showed her. Had on my Body Magic long, pulled up my little jean legs so she could see how I went all the way down, even though it was 97 degrees outside. It didn't even feel hot. And she's more excited now after I got through talking to her coming in. And I tell you, it's so true. We just share. We spread the gospel as we spread the good news of good health. So, Miss Donna, you're on. A lot of people are going to compete with you. We're excited, excited, excited. All right, is there anybody else who needs prayer this morning? We want you to come on in the queue before we go into prayer. We are lifting up, as Minister Tiffany mentioned, Phyllis Carter. Really keep her in prayer because many of you know she lost her mother not even a little over a month ago, and then now just so mysteriously, only 49 years old, her sister passed this past weekend, and it was kind of a little hard because she went to a different doctor, and he gave her something and had a reaction, and they thought it was okay, and the next thing you know, she's gone. So Phyllis is, we love her so much, and it's been such a blessing. She lives here in the Houston area, but I prayed with her and I've been checking on her. So we want to definitely call out Phyllis Carter and her family for another loss. And they're not lost because they will find them in heaven. And we know that her sister loved the Lord, but we definitely want to send up our prayers for her and her family at this time. All righty, there's no more prayer requests. I will just go on and close out the queue. I always want to give you all time to respond. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, intelligent Holy Spirit, we love you so much on this walk in the favor of God Friday. We thank you for your favor. As Bishop Jakes taught us years ago, favor and fair. And you give us freely that unmerited grace to allow us to flow and go and soar to be the eagles that we're ordained to be. We come boldly, as your word tells us in Hebrews, into your throne room, Father, just seeking, petitioning, crying out to you, knowing your word promises that our words, Isaiah 55:11, will not return void. I thank you for the accuracy in the Holy Ghost as we pray, as we petition you, as we call on your name, Daddy God, that you are moving in the midst of us. We thank you for this thread that you've knitted our hearts with. Through Artists International, that there are no accidents in the realm of the Spirit, that by divine purpose you have pulled our lives together and we shall fulfill the destiny and the purpose. We thank you for this master's call that is a place and a platform that you've allowed us to come together and preach your word, teach your people, and pray one for another. So we lift up the Adair's de Leon family. We lift up Elvia. Father, we thank you for her womb that is blessed as she carries this child. And we just thank you for a safe, healthy delivery of the baby. We thank you, Father, for all of the Spiller family. We lift up Dr. Raphael Spiller. We continue to send words of strength and rest and the wisdom of God that you've given him this strategic assignment. For this time, he has been literally called to the kingdom for such a time as this. So we undergird him in prayer because we know your word said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Father, we thank you for your man servant, your mouthpiece with the message this morning. We send virtue back to our Bishop C. Horace Kitson. We thank you as a bishop affecting and influencing so many lives, that those Sophia words of wisdom that he poured into our spirit, those godly words, that fathering spirit of reminding us what we should do and what you've equipped us to do according to your word. Father, we just speak virtue and favor and blessings back to him, his ministry, his family he loves so much there in Orlando and even in the islands as he travels, the blood hedge of protection around your man's servant. I thank you, Father, even for this Artist for Life transformation challenge, that we are being transformed, not just with the renewing of our minds, for that needs to be renewed to be steadfast and unmovable, but you're transforming our spirit, mind, and body as we're releasing the weight, as we're getting healthy to be your holy temples, prepared to even be a greater testimony. Thank you for the fun, the camaraderie. Thank you for the challenges that have gone forth. And we know they're winners already, but we'll all do our part, order our steps to register as many as possible to bring in, to bring health and wellness and your word to so many more. Father, we thank you for Miss Jackie this morning. We pray for the Drenert James family. Father, I thank you that as she has transitioned and is in literally your very presence this morning, that you're bringing peace and comfort to the family, comfort Jackie's heart, and then that know that even in this time, the words of comfort, of peace, of solace that you will give them as they will celebrate the life of Miss Drina, that they will celebrate the deposit of love and godly wisdom and character that she has given during her life. And I just thank you that you will be glorified and her family, even through this season, this trial, will be edified. Father, we thank you for favor today as Jackie meets with the new attorney, Matt Tandy. Thank you for touching his heart. You see it. The heart of the ruler is in your head, and you turn it whichever way you will. I thank you that you touched his heart to step up and offer a helping hand to Jackie. And we send words of peace and protection to Joseph. And we just thank you, Lord, that as they meet, you said, in a multitude of counsel there is safety. You said that if we lack wisdom, we could ask it of you, and you would give it to us liberally. You said in Isaiah 40, that fourth verse, you go before us, and you make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. You said in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in us, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, than he that's in the world. So we speak the favor, the divine hookup, the strategies from heaven as Jackie meets with attorney Matt Tandy today. We thank you for redemption, restoration, reversal of all those injustices. I just thank you for the praise report that shall come. Now we send the word to Miss Adonna this morning. Father, we welcome her with the spirit of love and of the Holy Ghost into our artist family, to the master's call. We send the word of healing for her body. Fibromyalgia is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We thank you that the balm of Gilead, you said, by his stripes, we are healed. So the stripes, the blood of Jesus, we speak the Jehovah Rapha to Donna even right now. And even now as she takes the products, as she's about her holy temple being totally surrendered and yielded to you, Father, let her be your big miracle in the making, that it'll be such a strong testimony of your touch, your power. We thank you for her daughter, Hope, and her husband, her other daughter, Shanna, and herself. We speak to Jehovah Uri, that you are a God that supplies all of our needs according to our riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm saying Jehovah Jireh, Father, we thank you that your Jehovah Uri is given to her, that all needs are met. The breakthrough in finances is she puts her hand to the plow. You do the exceeding abundantly above. Father, we just thank you for the unspoken prayer requests on this line. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that you're doing a great thing in all of us, through all of us, for your glory. Stir up each and every gift, even today, highlight the heavenly assignment you've ordained for us. Speak to our hearts, and we will listen, but utmost, we will obey. Order our steps, for you said the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Increase the sensitivity to your voice and your will inside of each and every one of us as we go from this call as your ministers in the marketplace, knowing that our prayers have been heard, and Daddy God, you're answering every one of them. Father, we may not like some of the answers, but we hear your truth, and we know that it is your truth, your word, that will prevail. So we thank you for breakthroughs. Father, we thank you for surrendered, yielded hearts. Father, we thank you for favor on our lives, our family. And as we go out this weekend, Father, let it be a blessed weekend. Let us see your hand move mightily in our lives. Father, as we go out this weekend, let us open up our mouths and share first the good news of the gospel. Use the door, the platform, through these tools of Artists International. And we thank you that we'll always point people to the cross. We'll always remind them that you're a good God. We'll always remind them that you're a way maker. We always will remind them that you're still a healer. We'll always remind them that you're a supplier, a restorer. Whatever we need, you are our I Am. I thank you, Father God, as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever your presence, that our hearts have been refreshed this morning with the word and the fellowship, the koinonia unity. And as we leave this call, our hearts are renewed to know, yes, I can. Through you, God, I can do all things because you strengthen me. As we leave this call, we have a follow-through with our faith to be focused and faithful. And we already decree the Jehovah Nisi victory in our lives till we come together again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, a worshipful, a warrior weekend where we see the victories of the battles being won till we come together again on Monday. Be blessed. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.